أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم. Today we'll just do a major part of the repeat of the ayah that we did yesterday with some additional points. This is because we are very unmindful of this aspect and we fall prey to this, which is also a major wrong. Yeah, in the series of the evils of the Bani Israel, this is the 22nd evil quality and action of theirs which Allah Ta'ala speaks about in this ayat. Previously, it in detail came about the jadu which they were involved in and that effect which had almost on everything. So much so, when a person in any guna, whether it is the jadu or anything, when he goes in, he becomes more and more involved in it. And then he becomes so much that it permeates, it goes into all aspects of his life. So much so that this jadu of death went into their speech also. When they used to talk also, they should try and cast a spell over people. And the effects of this, of jadu, is this, that it affects people and then they cannot think properly also. For that reason we find commonly with our women folk, with our children, many times even our men, we try and explain something, it just does not make sense. Because there is an effect of jadu on that person. No matter how much you explain to the person, it's wrong. But he will just not accept. He won't change whatsoever. So this is one great evil, and which we also get involved in. And we perhaps don't understand, but effects of jadu are from us also. And that is, for example, when we mix the good with the bad. Like we have mentioned, a person has got a TV, and on top of the TV he's got Ayatul Kursi, or he's got Asmaul Husna, the 99 beautiful names of Allah. On the TV screen, nude women also come. All evil things also. Now the mixing of this, then jadu comes in us. Then we also have this jadu effect in us also, and we cause it on others also. So one of that which Allah Ta'ala says, that of this Yahud, the Bani Israel, that in their speech they should come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and should engage in this sarcasm, that he say some outwardly good words but meaning very evil. Like we tell somebody, mashallah, you are so pious, but we mean that he's so evil and he's so wrong, or many things like that. So, and this we also get involved in. So Allah Ta'ala has warned us of that. Also, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that all the previous kitabs that were revealed to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah in those kitabs only spoke to the Anbiya. And this is one very great honor of this ummah, that Allah speaks to every ummati directly. It is, he says, there are 88 ayats where Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, who are the believers. Allah is speaking to them directly. This is a very, very great honor, that Allah only speaks to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But in these ayat, Allah is speaking to the ummah. So therefore, we should listen very carefully. Also, at the end of this first part of the ayat, Allah says, wasma'u, that is, open your ears and very attentively listen. So somebody asked nasihat, advice of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, wherever you read the ayat, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, pay much more attention. Because Allah is speaking to you directly, you must pay much more attention and give full attention to that. So Allah says, Ya la taqulu ra'ina, tumna kaho ra'ina. Do not say ra'ina. the Jews should come and say this word to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ra'ina. The outward meaning of it is very good, that consider us, make tawajjuh on us, be good to us. And the Muslims, simple Muslims who thought that the Jews, they were the Ahle Kitab, they had the Torah with them, and in there all the good teachings were also there of how to respect and honor the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So they thought they are doing that, so let us copy them. So the Muslims also started saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ra'ina, that consider us, be kind to us, make tawajjuh, make dua for us, etc. So, but they meant actually by the same word that you are a stupid, ignorant person, na'uzu billah. And also by the same word that you are a shepherd. In other words, you've got no value in society. So words like that, from here the ulama have deduced, any words or anything that can have a wrong meaning, a bad meaning, we must not use it. Though it's not our intention. We intend good, but we must not use that. So whatever things are of that nature, we must refrain from. Like for example, wearing the tie. The tie is also like the cross. If we just consider, it is like the cross of the Christians. So though we don't wear it with that intention, many a person wears it perhaps just to look like neat or smart or something. But because that is also a possibility, we are prohibited from that also. And all other things, like as we mentioned, saying the word hello, though we never mean that a person that we are giving him bad dua of hell, but it appears like that, we are prohibited from doing that also. And we should consider also, like cricket was a sport developed in the church, and the three stumps represent the trinity of the Christians. And the batsman there is to protect the trinity, and the bowler is the enemy who wants to destroy the trinity, and the batsman protects it, and when he is out, he has failed, so somebody else has to come. So now that it has got a connotation with that, we should avoid this also totally. We should not engage in it. And it is in any case a pure waste of time. And today it has become, we know all the match fixing also, and besides that also, the time wasting in it. And it has become a gamble also. People gamble on it also, and all the other evils that go with all the sports. And now we all hope, we are aware that China has made that soccer ball with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah printed very clearly on the soccer ball. Now all who will be playing with those balls and unmindfully kicking around the kalima everywhere. Just imagine where they have brought us, and we are still blind, and we still die for the sports and that. And it means so much to us. So all this from this ayat, we the ulama have deduced, we have to stay away. وَقُولُنْ زُرْنَا وَرْكَهُ unzurna, and say the words which cannot have a double meaning. To be aware and be careful of anything, our clothing, the things that we wear on our clothing, and especially, like for example, Nike is quite clear, it is the Greek goddess of victory. So it is a god that we have on our clothing. The same way with the skei way that has become so common also with our people, and many other things. And also words that we don't know what the meaning is just there. We don't know the meaning, rather stay away from it. And the best is, the actual sunnah is, that there must be no writing on clothing. It must be plain, whether it is on the hats we wear, like in winter warm hats, and there also you get the Nike sign, you get other things written on it. Or on the socks also, on the tackies also, whatever it is, we should avoid it, and for our children. And open things are, like for our children, we buy toys which have got murats on them also. And music also comes out from those shoes, etc. So all these things, the enemy is working all the time, while unfortunately we are fast asleep. We are setting ducks for the enemy. They are targeting us and they are destroying our iman. And Allah says further, wasma'u, and listen very carefully to what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Don't just take it lightly and let it pass, but give it proper attention and remember, walil kafirina adhabun aleem, or kafiruko adhab hai dardnak, and there is a very painful punishment that is for the non-believers. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand this, the Quran Sharif which Allah has given us, the directions which are in there, and to make amal on it also, and to bring it in our lives. May Allah guide us to righteousness, and in our unmindfulness save us from all the wrong, and that we don't realize that we are getting involved in wrong. May Allah save us from that also. And of course, intentionally to get involved in wrong is much, much more worse. May Allah save us from that as well. Thank you.